Two of Schluter's men used crowbars to break the lock on the doors sealing the catacombs. They switched on powerful flashlights and started down the carved stone steps. Hands bound behind her, with the sword out of reach, Anya stumbled as she was pushed into motion. The stink of death clung to the place. The stairs sloped, but quickly led into the catacombs. The burial area was 20 feet wide and 40 feet long. The dead were long rotted away. Nearly 2,000 years earlier, Roman legionnaires had been laid to rest in small holes dug into the cave walls. Without benefit of caskets or crypts, they'd been left on the bare rock to decompose naturally. Anya knew they wouldn't have been buried with much. Perhaps a few personal possessions and a few coins to pay for passage with the ferrymen across the River Styx. Whatever had been left had long ago been stripped.
Men! Find the entrance to the other section!
There may not be one.
You came here because you knew it exists.
I came here to look. There were no guarantees that the entrance was here, or for that matter, the treasure even existed.
You came here for a reason.
Knowing it was a waste of time to argue with the man, Anya kept quiet. She couldn't help looking at the woman with Garin. The woman held on to Garin's arm for support. She was so old, it was hard to imagine the two of them being in love. Irena Skuyan stood at Anya's side. Like Anya, her hands had been tied behind her.
You are Mario's friend, the archaeologist?
Yes.
Even with the woman standing bound beside her, obviously betrayed by someone she'd trusted, Anya couldn't find any sympathy in her heart for the woman. She'd used Mario to get a shot at the treasure.
You knew about me?
Only after Mario was killed.
I had nothing to do with his death. I didn't know he was leaving the village until he was gone. If I had known, I would have talked him out of it or gone with him. He wasn't trained to deal with men like these.
Your friend seems to have caught you by surprise.
I was weak. I thought I could trust him. Dalton Hyde trusted me.
To be a thief?
Yes. I had no skills. Dalton offered to train me. All I wanted was a chance to live my life and be able to take care of myself. Thieving is a trade. You don't have to hurt anyone to do it. I didn't prey on the weak or unfortunate.
The men searched the room, shining their lights in all directions.
Being a thief has its uses. For instance, I practiced getting out of handcuffs in case I ever needed to. Let me have your hands.
Anya turned slowly, giving the woman access to her cuffs. Everyone in the room was involved with the search. The woman's fingers, quick and sure, held a piece of metal that briefly touched Anya's wrists. As though she had a key, the cuffs opened.
I suppose Dalton is so distracted he forgot I could do that. Hold them closed until we're ready to make a move.
Looking up, Anya discovered that Garin was watching her with interest. She didn't know if he suspected what was going on.
Over here, I found something.
Schluter rushed over to Dalton's side, then lit one of the torches that had been left behind. Anya suspected the torches were used during tours to give a more authentic feeling for how it would have been all those years ago. The man held the torch up to where the low ceiling met the wall. Gently but insistently, something pulled at the flame. Soot gathered there from the exposure and revealed a hairline fracture in the stone. He continued trailing the flame over the fissure, following it down the wall. When he was finished, he'd outlined a square section almost 5 feet high. Given the relative height of the Romans at the time, Anya knew it could have been used as a door. She could also understand how it could have been overlooked. The Romans had buried their dead inside the catacombs and never allowed anyone in. Later, when the graves were robbed, there had been little to take. Most tomb raiders only grabbed what was immediately discernible. The door, if that's what it was, had remained virtually invisible. Schluter turned to Anya.
How does this open?
Do you see a handle or any kind of release lever?
No.
Then you push.
The lack of any way of pulling the block back into place told Anya something more. If the rock had to be pushed back into place, then men on the other side had to do it. That meant that the cave system had a way out. She thought about it. The Romans had been stationed there to protect the Amber Road. Bandits had often attacked the caravans and could have attacked the outpost. Having an escape route from the catacombs was strategic. Three of Schluter's men put their shoulders against the rock and shoved. Grudgingly, the massive stone block slid forward. The smell of dank earth grew stronger inside the catacombs as a gust of wind rushed in. Dalton went forward with a lantern. He looked back, the bright orange glow playing across his face.
It's another cave, a bigger one.
Schluter entered the cave, then waved everyone else through. On the other side of the makeshift door, Anya stared out across the cave. A 6-foot ledge ran along the wall. Beyond it was a gaping crevice. The cave ended to the right, but it continued on well past the reach of the lanterns to the left. Schluter's frustration showed. He shone his light into Anya's face.
Does this cave lead to the treasure?
I don't know.
You knew this cave was here.
That's all I knew.
Liar! What did Mario Fellini tell you about the treasure?
I'm telling you the truth.
Where is the treasure?
There may not be a treasure. It could all be a story.
Do you have the book?
Anya looked at Kika Schluter standing behind Garin. Her face was grim and severe.
Do you have the book?
The one that describes Baron Frederick of Schluter's torture and murder of peasants and villages in this area?
Damn you! My family name means something!
I can see that. It's why your grandson has turned out to be the same kind of upstanding individual.
Wolfram! Kill this cow and be done with her! She doesn't know any more than she's told you!
Schluter raised his pistol, taking aim at her head. Garin had moved before he'd even thought about it. Rue had always chided him for leaping first and then looking, but now he had a pistol in his hand and was pointing it at Wolfram Schluter. He intended to prevent Schluter from killing Anya for no good reason that he could think of. Garin suddenly felt like a sledgehammer had hit him in the back 3 times in a row. Incredulous, he looked down and saw that blood was spreading across the front of his shirt. One of the bullets had gone all the way through. His arm went numb, and panic filled him when he realized he couldn't breathe. The weapon dropped from his fingertips. In stunned disbelief, he turned to Kika Schluter and stared at her. She stood with a smoking pistol in her hand. He wanted to ask her why, but he couldn't speak.
No one harms my family. I'm sorry. You reminded me very much of your father.
Blackness swirled over Garin's vision. The cave floor felt as if it were tilting underfoot. He tried to remain on his feet, but it was impossible. He fell, but he never felt the impact against the ground. Anya burst into motion, sliding her hands free of the handcuffs. She pulled the sword into her hands. Turning, she saw that Irena was moving as well. The woman struck Dalton Hyde with a short punch to the jaw, then drew his pistol from his shoulder holster. By the time the big man caught himself on the ground, Irena had the pistol behind his ear. Grabbing Stanley by the shoulder, Anya shoved the rider back through the open hole into the crypt area. He caromed off one of the walls, but went quickly enough. For a moment, it looked as though he was going to fall, but he kept his feet under him and started running. Anya barged out behind him, with Irena at her heels, pistol blazing in her fist. The flashes were strong enough to light the narrow stairs that led back up to the ground level. Anya kept shoving Stanley along ahead of her. Two guards just outside the entrance raised their weapons up, but made their decisions to fire too slowly. Anya threw the sword, piercing the heart of one man while she dived at the other. She threw her feet forward to take the man's own out from under him. The man fell forward and slammed his chin on the frozen ground, knocking himself out. Anya grabbed his pistol from his hip holster as she rolled to her feet. Even as she was standing, she pulled the sword back into her hand. Irena erupted from the catacombs. She fired the pistol with rapid but methodical deliberation, taking out 3 guards while bullets kicked chunks of frozen earth from the ground at her feet. Another pair of guards stood at the nearby SUV. Irena stopped to reload her borrowed pistol with a magazine she took from the man Anya had killed with the sword. On the run, Anya lifted her left hand and pulled the trigger. Some of the bullets hit him in the head and shoulders, but most tore into the front windshield of the SUV. Then she ran for the man on the other side of the vehicle, diving past his shots. Anya scrambled to her feet, almost 5 feet behind her opponent. She swung a backhanded blow with the sword. By the time his body dropped, she was rounding the front of the SUV, heading for Stanley.
Wow!
She pulled the rider to his feet and guided him to the SUV. Looking inside, she saw that the keys were in the ignition. She shoved him inside, then started to crawl in herself. Irena ran around to the passenger side. Gunfire blasted the windshield to pieces, and Anya had a brief impression of a gunman to the left. Suddenly, the man went down under a short burst of fire from an AK-47. The man clutching it was Rue.
Anya!
You're still here? Don't you think that's pretty foolish?
Where's Garin?
Back there. The old woman shot him.
Rue's face blanched. Then he bolted back toward the catacombs.
Oh, now that's really stupid.
Rue killed two men seeking to crawl out of the catacombs, then plunged inside.